Keith Rich, the living legend of radio. Canada's top radio personality, Metro's marvelous morning man.
Santa shakes his bag for what's even worse. Filthy radio.
You can just see that old bastard up there.
Hi, Keith Rich here, your good morning man on CKY with a warm welcome to all you General Foods people. You know, everybody on the CKY morning crew would like to wish you all the best for a successful and enjoyable radio day. Now, Captain Bob Rice, how does the traffic look for our friends from General Foods?
Well, Keith, construction on International Drive has created a rough section with stop-and-go conditions, sort of a shake-and-break situation out there, we might say. A problem report in front of the Maxwell House. Crystal, our light girl, says everything's operating like a dream.
She's having a light day.
That's
she?
Right, but she'll whip up another report.
Are you there, Joe?
Yes.
I'm afraid we may have to start again.
Now that your furnace is going full blast, it's time to get your air ducts cleaned.
Get the bloody gun.
Now that your furnace is going full blast, it's time to get your air ducts cleaned.
Shoot the dropper. Shoot somebody. Oh, Jesus. You know, the trouble is the guy's getting results with this commercial, you know?
That gave the Angels a 4-3 win over Toronto. By the way, I had the pleasure of watching the game on the lap of luxury. A corporate box that belongs to Nabisco Brands. So after seeing how the rich folk watch Jay's games, I'd highly recommend that everyone rush out and fill up on Cracker Jacks and O'Henry chocolate bars and shredded wheat and that kind of stuff. And if everybody does that,
you get to go back again.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Including the poor folk, they'll invite me back again. Good idea?
Yeah, good idea. I think it's an excellent idea.
Please get out there and do that right now.
Okay.
In other sports...
I had Shreddies for breakfast this morning.
I
always eat Shreddies.
I love Shreddies.
And shredded wheat with fresh strawberries on it.
Shreddies with little Shreddies with the raisin inside. Really?
That's a new one. That's really good. And if you can get them with blueberries, that's neat, too.
Don't use 2%. I like to use home oats.
Well, I use 2% because I'm watching...
Actually, Shreddies will taste good with any kind. You put water on it. It's really dry.
Maybe I'll get some company.
Chocolate. Oh, dear.
That was good. That was an emergency appeal there.
Do we cover you okay, Robert? I just want to make sure. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It's like you promised. All right. Okay.
Chris Mayberry has details at 8:05 this morning, right after Pete McGarvey's news.
I know what's going to happen. You get invited back, and I'll get a box of Shreddies.
Practice safe driving yourself and set a good example for others. Obey speed limits and other traffic laws. Use your seat belts. Keep your car in good condition and the windows clear at all times. Don't pick your nose while driving.
I can't help it. I hate these stupid spots.
Putting a fan or heater inside a refrigerator to speed up defrosting is a particularly dangerous practice.
You nutty, nutty fool, you. I'm sorry, kid.
The light inside the fridge is another hazard. Never wipe it with a hot cloth. It may splinter. Remove the lamp if it burns out and replace it immediately.
What the fuck would you be using a hot cloth for?
It's 20 minutes.
Oh, dear.
mental images are terrible things.
You have to stop being so serious, Keith.
It all started, folks, and I hate people laughing when you don't know what they're laughing about. It all started with Robert Payne telling me that John Rhodey's going to be at the Run for Glory. Only Rhodey will be driving the CKY van, which in itself isn't terribly funny, unless you know John. He hasn't had a driver's license for 10 years, has he?
Not since he got out of jail.
Seriously, folks. Oh, dear. I haven't had a giggle like that for a long time. I think it was an hour ago, wasn't it?
This is the weekend that we spring forward and fall back, and this is a very special weekend because starting today, and right here at CKY, you're going to hear it first, we're honoring the lady who started it all. It is a little known fact that Mary Wisniewski was the inventor of the self-adjusting, daylight-saving Eastern Standard Time watch, and she began it all many, many years ago. It would fall back and jump ahead an hour twice a year. So we have proclaimed this, the Wisniewski weekend coming up, and unfortunately this watch didn't catch on, probably because the watch would make its twice-yearly self-adjustment in December, you know, and really foul things up. So penniless and heartbroken, Mary accepted a job as a CBS reporter and has clawed her way to the Kremlin beat now, we understand, right?
Yeah, she's big now.
Did you know that the Wisniewski watch, the first one, is on display in the Smithsonian Institute right now? It has a little picture of Mary on it with her arms and legs to tell the time. The museum is jammed every day at lunchtime, people waiting to see the Wisniewski watch strike 12. Yeah. So we have named this weekend after her, the Wisniewski weekend, and you've just heard the watch. That was a recording of the watch in the Smithsonian Institute. Let's hear from our leader, Mary Wisniewski.
Right.
Mary Wisniewski, Mary Wisniewski, Mary, Mary Wisniewski, 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 Mary Wisniewski, for CBS News, Moscow.
There we are. Spring forward, fall back on a Wisniewski weekend. Let us be the first to wish you a Merry Wisniewski.